To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, Beamish and Philly, 106.7 The Fan, and we're going to get right to it. Now, I'm going to let you know the phone lines are going to be open basically all damn day. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I'm going to just let you all know, I was highly disappointed last night in the game as well. I did not expect that whatsoever. After watching them play against the Miami Dolphins over there in Spain and Madrid, then coming back and having a game that they went out and I think they gave great, great effort against the Denver Broncos. I was expecting that type of effort. Didn't expect it to come out like it did yesterday, but I can just say this, and I know there are going to be the people calling in, want to blame this person, that person, this side, that side. I'm going to say it's a whole damn team problem. It don't have nothing to do with an individual. Don't have nothing to do with one side of the ball. And certainly everybody has an issue right now. Coaches, players, let's say offense, defense, especially, everybody has an issue right now. And this has been going on for a long time. You want to see things pop up. Jaden came back yesterday, went out. From what I talked to and heard a lot of people, he could have went back into that game. And after watching him and watching him not put anything on his arm, I truly believe that. I know we're going to have all of the couch GMs and coaches today calling in and saying what you think. And let's just say this. If we agree with you, we agree with you. We don't, we don't. Don't try to attack us because I will come right back at your ass. I'm going to tell you that straight up. But let's get into it. All right, Jaden come back. And Jeff, are you sitting here because of what? You want to talk to me?
They don't have JP. They have JW.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So I'm here to help.
But the thing is this, okay? That game started. First pass from when they get the ball, they go right down the field. Boom, score. Then Jaden gets out his first strike, 28 yards, boom to Terry. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a good one here. You go right down the field, get inside the goal line, get inside the five, and one run, throw it three times. That, to me, has become like a narrative. When we get inside the five, we throw. Chris was averaging 8 yards a carry at that moment. Chris ended up averaging 5.2. I think McNichols averaged 4.6. I just have a thing of about, and I, as a former quarterback and a player, I think like this. If you can't stop the run, I'm going to run until you stop it. There are a lot of coaches who draw up a game plan and understand I may have to waver away from it. Some people feel I got to run everything I put on that card. Football is not ran like that. Life is not ran like that. All of us have come up and decided what we wanted to do in life. And I guarantee you, I would say 100% of the people, you did not hit everything you wanted to hit in life. You had to adjust somewhere along the way to get to where you wanted to go. And I believe the same damn thing has to happen in football. The second half, I see Chris get pushed aside and then here come Bill. Why? Why does it have to be that way every time? I think there is no rhythm whatsoever. I don't think there's a rhythm on defense. I saw stuff coming with DQ calling it yesterday. I don't know what it was. And as a former player, I would tell you this. We could sit up here and blame coaches all day. Players make that stuff happen. I've been on teams where the coaches were outstanding and the players were able to make little slight adjustments and make the coach look even smarter. I've been on teams where the coaches couldn't get a damn thing right, but the players believed and had enough pride in themselves when they got it right. But in this day and age right now, there are so many excuses about everything else, and we get so much false information when it comes down to this damn thing right here and the social media aspect. Somebody could go out and put the dumbest ish ever out there, and if you get enough likes about it, people gonna start believing it is facts. Most people don't have a damn clue what happens inside of football, what goes into a game plan, what goes into getting ready for it. So I understand all the things gonna be, but everybody, you have a right to be pissed off. Because what you saw yesterday was not nothing that we expected, nothing we want. And I see that. Like, that's why I tell people what I do. I critique what the hell I see. I don't try to get personal about stuff. Because you know what? I don't know what you're dealing with at home or what could have happened or what could have made somebody try. But what I see on that football field, just like once anything becomes public information, we can discuss it. But if it's something that somebody said, well, I think somebody said that, I'm not going with what I think somebody said. And I'd be damned if I'm going to listen to somebody that just sits here and call into these shows every day and think they know every damn thing. But what I saw was despicable yesterday. I did not like it. I didn't like the energy. I didn't like the approach. I didn't like nothing that was going on that whole damn game. And it's amazing how the week before we were praising them because they gave great effort in this. Well, I think me, JP, all of us got to get back to when you do something great, we'll praise it. We got to stop. It's like that, what we call it, the participation trophy era. Just because you play hard means nothing. You got to play. That's your job. Be consistent every week. And if you can go out there and be consistent every week, I guarantee you'll get a lot of victories. If you can go out there and push yourself, you'll get victories. But if you're just expecting any little, oh, well, look, I showed up. Well, that's your damn job. You get paid to show up. You know? So for me, I didn't see what I expected. I was like, what the hell is this?
I didn't understand it either, B. At one point, they were 6-for-6 on third downs. One of them third downs completed was 3rd and 12. It's like after that play call inside of the red zone where we basically ran all the way down there and then decided to pass 3 times, after that, it seemed like the life was just sucked out of the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just seemed like a defeated team was on that field yesterday.
It seemed like that. Like, and for me, like, what I always say is, blitz. And we saw what, listen, bro.
They were sending heat.
They were sending people from different areas, different. And you know what that did? That made our offensive line have to think. That made our tight ends have to think. It made the receivers have to be perfect. It made the quarterback second guess. Because if you sit back in the NFL, and we saw this yesterday because in pregame, and all week we were saying the guy Bursich, we talked to him about J.J. McCarthy, he said what the guy was, how bad he was playing. He wouldn't get no pressure. Any quarterback in the NFL, if you don't put pressure on them, they will pick your ass apart. When you got a quarterback playing the level of 7-on-7, you're going to have problems dealing with that. And what he did was drop back and just hit the open receiver. When you can't get pressure, and you're playing a zone where the zone is where you're dropping so far off the player. These guys ran 15-yard outs. Run out, boom, catch the ball, and it takes a couple seconds for the guy to come touch him. I hit him, I knock him out of bounds. Too deep. So, I listen, what they did, they made us speed everything up. And when you speed, if you don't practice like that, you can't do it very well. And I saw they played at a different speed than we played at, and it affected us.
Yeah, man. And then with the trick play, I don't think our offense is clicking well. Well, think We know the offense is not clicking well enough. Why do you set up a trick play for who was that? Trent Scott?
No, that was Coleman.
Oh yeah, Brandon Coleman. Why you set that up for him to go out there? Now it was no reason to pull that out, B. We need to play hard, smash mouth football. They knew that, and I don't know if Cliff gets in his own head, but there is no way them guys are running that hard in the backfield. You said what, 5.2 and 4.6? Either way, that's 9 yards between your running backs right there. And to go away from that, and I honestly liked how they got Terry involved early, making Jaden throw the ball, but it's like when you go to that and then your run is working, keep running the ball, let it open it up. And I don't know what it is that's going on in Cliff's mind. It seems like he is just thinking too hard about this.
Yeah, it's listen, I understand this day and age is supposed to be about passing. But I'll go back to the Patriots when I used to watch them, a lot of the Patriots, because I was baffled. Why 1 week I'll see them run the ball 50-something times. The next week they throw it 40-something times. So someone asked Bill Belichick one day, say, Coach, you know, you don't have like a consistency in what you do. He said, well, we run what works. So if a team is horrible at defense, stopping the run, I'm running the ball on them till they stop it. If they can't stop the pass, I'm going to throw it till they can't stop it. We have a mindset of what we think we want to do. I think this is what you do. Like this show, we come in with a game plan, and sometimes a certain story will hit, and you have to call an audible and go a different direction. Same thing happens in football, and that's what I see every week. Like I'm watching this offense, and I think I'm watching us run Chris. He's having success. And when we coming out in the second half, he doesn't touch the ball till late in the fourth quarter again. That has to be something you're deciding on. I watch us run down the field. Then we get inside, we just feel we got to do something else. That's a decision. That's not what they're dictating to you. See, defenses try to dictate to offenses. I played under two coaches, and Joe Gibbs and Andy Reid. They dictated to you. They made you adjust to what they were doing. And I think right now we just got to get to the point where let's stop trying to be sexy about it. Let's stop trying to be pretty and understand what still works in football, smash them out. Run, come downhill, run the damn football as hard as you possibly can. That little two Aaron Jones, he looks like he should be a scat back. But they were running him. They were running Mason. He is a small dude. They don't care. Because the offensive linemen are going to initiate it. And I still say it over and over again. When you have an offense and it's blocking, pass blocking is passive. Run blocking is aggressive. When those guys get that aggressive mindset, they play a lot better football. But you run them down, then you get down the goal line. I think it got to mess with their heads too. Like, well, damn, you don't think we can get this 2-3 yards? It has to mess with them.
Yeah, it really looked like it shook the confidence of the team, even defensively. It's like we were not flying to the ball with a purpose yesterday. Mm-hmm. I believe Mikey could have made that tackle when they ran that outside. It just seemed like everything was just defeated. Mm-hmm. We felt it through the TV. We hear it through the announcers, like, why are they throwing the ball? They need to get back to it. Everyone sees it. Mm-hmm. Everyone. Cliff, what are we doing? I thought we were found. You know, last week when we lost the game, we not lost no more. I felt lost in the first quarter, B.
Yeah.
I felt lost.
That one kind of confused me. But all right, I want to get back to something else. We saw a gruesome injury last night. Zach Ertz, I mean, you can see how his leg bent, man. That didn't look good whatsoever. You saw him on the sideline crying. You saw Jaden reacting to it. I understand what people are saying, and I know last night we were talking about defenseless receivers. I think if you're going to call a guy catching the ball defenseless when they get hit up top, that got to be defensive if you hit a guy in the knee. But we can't keep making rules for every damn thing that happened in football. Football is a violent sport. I feel sorry for him. You know, this is a guy who, late in the career, you don't want to see people have to go out like that, but was he 35, 36 years old? This could be the last one, you know? But I watch him, the dude work his ass off, and you feel for him. But, you know, these DBs, they small DBs, they ain't trying to hit you up top, bro. They trying to get you where they can.
Yeah, I believe Marcus, he got to throw a better ball at the net because you sent that up high. It was two defenders on him.
Mm-hmm.
At least, I don't know. I think you dirt that.
Yeah, you can throw it lower.
It was bad.
But, you know, you hope, whatever. You want to come back and leave out in a different way, more power to him. I pray that he could get healthy and to be able to do the rest of life. But listen, you know, one thing about life, I know we're going to have people calling in highly upset about this game. Football still is a damn game. It's not more important than life. So when I watch guys get injuries like that, I want to make sure that they can get back and do the things they need to do or have to do. They got kids to go play with, things like that. You want to be able to do those things. That pops into my head a little bit more than the game. The game pisses me off too. But as I said once before, when you start thinking about what's really important, that win or loss in that game is not super important. I understand it maybe for some people, but it's not for me all the time. Let's get to the phone lines real quick here. And who got on line two? Let's say that the loss is a blessing in disguise. Let's jump to that. Damien, what's up, brother?
Jamie.
Jaime, what's up, brother?
Hey, Beatmeats, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, man.
I'm very disappointed. When you look at a game and you look at and you cannot find one, two, or three players that play well, that means that it was a team bad performance. And you know what? I'm lowering my expectations now. I think at the beginning we had a wonderful season. The first season it was like unbelievable. NFC Championship, and what we did in the second season, and understandably so, you know, we bet on continuing that. We thought that we were very close to winning a Super Bowl, so let's go all in. We traded some picks. We got some nice additions to the team, but now we realize with all these injuries that you don't have as good as a foundation that you should be having. So I think when I said blessing in disguise, I said we have to return to rebuilding the team. I remember all these bad drafts from the Ron Rivera administration. We will talk about it all the time, about the missed picks, missed first-round picks and all of that. Maybe we have to go back to that. Concentrate on rebuilding the team. And now, from now on, it's an evaluation mode, not only for players, but also for coaches, because I see organizations that, for example, the 49ers, you see how decimated with injuries they are, but they're still competitive, right?
Yeah.
Because they have a deep roster, they have a great coaching staff, and they can keep them in games. But we don't have that. So we don't have that strong foundation, and we have to concentrate on building that instead of, you know, going all in for a Super Bowl. We're far away from that.
All right, Jaime. Appreciate you calling, man. I totally agree with you. I think all those teams that we try to compare this team to, saying that they have injuries too and they're successful, they have a great foundation. They've been doing this thing 6, 7, 8 years. We're in the second year of it. And I understand, I know a lot of people now got this revisionist history. Oh, man, we should have done. Everybody wanted them to go for it after they went to the NFC Championship game last year. Hell, I wanted them to go for it too. They tried. It didn't work. You get back to building this thing, and then you can still get back. And I think it won't take as long as many people think. You know, they have the right pieces in place, and if you start adding the legitimate spots, you need a pass rusher. You need another cornerback, okay? When you get those things in place, you'll find out this thing could jump for you. We're going to take a break. When we get back, we're going to start, go right to back to the phone lines, 800-636-1067. I'm going to start off with my man Zeke. But when you have a house sale, you want to reach out to my friend, John Leahy. John has a...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a house to sell, reach out to my friend John Leahy and John Leahy of the Fine Living Group. But just like Javier and Alma did. Alma, they wanted a new home. They wanted something updated to help them serve as a new beginning. But first, they needed to sell their Silver Spring property in order to buy. And while it was stressful, Dustin, a member of the John Leahy's team with the Fine Living Group, showed them the strategy to execute both transactions, both at the same time and hassle-free. Alma and Javier's home ended up selling for top dollar, almost $20,000 over the asking price. And thanks to the Fine Living Group, that's what enabled them to buy something both newer and bigger. Looking for a new, your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home? Check out those details and more at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time. So call John today at 301-900-3052 or hit him online at johnsellsdmv.com. Or even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. Philly 106.7 The Fan. We are going through a misery Monday. It's been a lot of those Mondays going on this football season. There was that 8 games in a row they've lost. And it's not very, very good. It's pathetic, to be honest with you. But we're taking your phone calls, and we're going to get right back to the phone lines. And as I stated, I'm going to start off with my man Big Zeke in Southeast. What's up, Zeke? How you doing, man?
Hey, man, what a misery Monday. What an ugly game, Brian. Ugly all the way around. Man, listen, let me hit both sides of the ball. On offense, man, what is wrong with Cliff, man? We get the ball on the goal, 1 yard line, and we don't run it but one time? I just don't like his philosophy. Does he believe in running the ball? What do you think about that?
Hey, listen, bro. I know he came from the air raid, but he said he likes to run the ball. We've seen in situations where he does. But I think we've seen too many times this year in that position, we ran it, we threw it instead of running it, and I think they were running the ball effectively up until that point. So it's just like you get there and you don't get that touchdown, kind of throw the momentum off. And I think from that point on, it was off completely. Let's continue on. Let's go to Line two, go to Mark in Landover Hills. Mark, what's your thoughts, brother?
Good day to you, Brian. Hey, man, I'm frustrated like everybody else. And, man, I gotta back you up on everything you've said since the start of the show. I listen to you every day I can, buddy. You know, you and Doc are my favorites, and JP and everybody on the station, man. But I'd like to make a couple comments. And I want to tell you, man, you are spot on with everything you said. I don't know how any man in this world can expect to stop a team when they are playing, like you said, between 8 and 9 and sometimes 15 yards off the ball, playing that shell zone, which is a bunch of crap. They are rushing four all the time. And I'm telling you right now, Brian, that if they didn't have Bobby Wagner, I don't think they'd have won a game this year. The way they tackle, like you've been saying, you got guys leading on defense with a forearm shiver trying to tackle somebody, trying to knock them down. And if you notice, when Mr. Wagner tackles, he takes him to the ground, Brian, like you've been saying. Man, it is just crazy the way they're playing, the way they are tackling. I don't know what the heck they have to do to get those guys to wrap and roll and wrap and take them to the ground, like you've been saying, Brian, and to play tighter defense. Like you said, they just waltz down the field like they were at Arthur Miller Dance Studios.
Mm.
And the offensive line, man, they got to show me more. They got to show me more. And I agree with you and Doc that, man, they're not letting them take the offensive and block to build momentum and to build that aggressive nature that you have to have like the Hogs had. You played with those guys, Brian, you know, and people still won't listen to you or Doc or anybody about the guys who have played in the league about, man, you have to go after it. There is nobody closing on the ball. The pass blocking is poor, to say the least. They're putting the quarterback in danger because of the blocking schemes. Hey, the guy's going to get hurt, man. He's not 6'6", 235. He's a smaller man. You got to give him a chance. You have to set your scheme up to take care of him. And they're not doing that, Brian. And everything you've said is 100% spot on.
All right, brother.
Man, I'm glad, Brian, that you got the cojones to say it and tell the people who apparently don't know much about football, and you know a hell of a lot. And it's very, very frustrating for the fans. And, hey, man, you're doing a hell of a job. And I sure wish the coaching staff would listen to you, B. Mitch, because you're spot on, buddy. And I'll get off here because I know there's other people.
Appreciate you, brother. All right, let's go to D.C. and let's go to Pulpit. What's up, man? How you doing?
B. Mitch.
What's happening?
What's going on, man?
I'm chilling.
Happy holidays to you, man. You know what? The reason I love calling in, listening to you, is because every time I call in the morning to talk to them junkies, them Josh Heupel-looking junkies who don't know nothing about football, you always say exactly what I've been saying from the jump. And that was to run the football last year and run it this year. And I kept telling people, y'all gonna get this man killed if y'all don't start running the football and get rid of Cliff Kingsbury. And I warned y'all, as a Cowboy fan, I warned y'all about Dan Quinn. He has never stopped the run. He couldn't stop the run in Seattle. He couldn't stop it in Dallas. He couldn't stop it in Atlanta. And he can't stop it with y'all. And I'm going to say this before I get off the phone. I got to make this pitch to you because you're one of the smartest people when it comes to football, Mitch, and I mean it. Can you please put in an application for the University of Tennessee, a head coach of football job? Can you please do that?
Nah, man, that's too much work. That's too much work for me.
Hey, B. Mitch, I think, and I'm serious, I think you would be the perfect candidate to change that culture. Think about it, man.
Hey, one day, that's when I get a little older, I might want to slow down and go coach, but that's a little bit too much for me. Go ahead.
It's so bad. That game was so bad. We have Cowboys fans. You know he's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
You have how disturbed he was?
Yeah.
That's bad.
But
White Brian
I'm
was
not going
bad.
To go completely on Dan with that. Right now, we got some dudes on the football field. They're not playing nowhere close to what their ability is. And when happening, that's a problem. You know, we can blame coaches all we want. Players got to play.
For
and
sure.
I don't see a lot of players playing.
And we also as a fan base, we have to stop thinking Jaden have to make the play. We can't keep putting it solely on him to make the play. The other guy's got to block. The other guy's got to get open. The other guy's got to run the ball strong. We can't really say run the ball strong.
What I tell you over and over again, quarterback is the most dependent position in sports. But the mindset we have is always quarterback will do everything. No. Let's get back to them helping him, and then he wouldn't have to try to do so much. I'm going to say this to him. Join the interception, run the other direction. We won't need him to try to make no tackles. You know, moving forward, I was just throwing an interception, go on the knee. If they hit you then I expect somebody on my team to come beat the hell out of somebody. Point blank. That's the way we'll go with that one. All right, let's go to Alex in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex? How you doing, brother?
I'm good. What's going on? What's up, Jeff? What's up, JP, the whole crew in there?
All right,
thing, man. Alex. I'm not going to be the type. I'm glad they I'm not going to be the one going, oh, no, I told you so. No. I was cool with it. The barbecue tasted good last year. So I was like, go all in. It didn't work. Cool. All right, it didn't work. Now you see, B-Mid, why I was saying do not play Jaden. And you were like, nah, let's play him and this and that. The reason why I say that is this ain't the Chunky commercial where Ms. Daniels walks in, oh, what you do to my pantry? And he threw the son under the bus. That's just on TV. You know what I mean? That's a commercial. This dude is never going to throw somebody. If somebody misses a block, if the play call is wrong, if he sees something different, he's going to do what he has to do, and he's going to keep his mouth closed, even though he doesn't like. This is the main reason why we're saying just shut him down. And you see what happened yesterday. He doesn't have nothing to prove.
I don't think he had nothing to prove, but you know what? He could have went back in that game yesterday, but Dan decided not to put him back in that game yesterday. And I totally agree. I believe that. Because if you watch him on the sideline the whole time, he was never in a situation where he couldn't move his arm around. You know, and when he walked off the field, I was looking to see if they had bandaged it up or something. Nothing on it.
Here's the other thing.
Go ahead.
And here's the other thing, B. Mitch. We're going to find out next year. I don't know if Cliff already has something lined up for next year. It's like if you're getting ready to leave a job, you know what I mean? You don't care. You just there for whatever and let it finish up and whatever going on. So that's, I don't know, it's something else in there going on that we don't know. But I mean, who comes out of the tunnel? Last week, they came in there looking like a total different team.
Yeah.
Look at yesterday.
I agree with you on that. I was disappointed in what I saw yesterday. Appreciate your call, man. I did not expect that type of output, that type of performance. I thought they were going to give a lot more. Let's go to Charlotte and check out Brad. Brad, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about RG4 personally. This guy is a completely different guy than he was the first year. He's taken a huge regression. Every time he just wants to pull the ball down and run it. And when he runs it to the right. He's also exposing himself. And this isn't a guy that has the muscle to really withhold all of those hard hits. Not that many quarterbacks do, but you know, we're talking about sitting the guy. He needs reps. What I see is just a huge regression from last year, and he needs to play. I don't think that we really have the quarterback that we thought we did. So anyway, controversial opinion, hot take. Also want to talk about Adam Peters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did a masterful job his first year in bringing in, it was just a terrible roster, probably one of the worst in the league. Brought in a bunch of veterans, and obviously we had huge success, went to the NFC Championship. But a lot of those old guys were bridge players. They weren't meant to, you know, keep playing. And he also said that we were going to build through the draft. What did he do? Traded a boatload of valuable picks for Marshawn Lattimore. That guy stinks. And then when he was on the field, which, you know, for the first four games, he was injured. And then when he finally got on the field, this guy can't play. He can't cover anymore. He used to be great. He's no longer good. So huge mistake on Adam Peters' part. Also, Johnny Newton. They bragged about how this guy was a dog, and they couldn't believe they got him in the second round. I haven't seen much from him. I don't know if you guys have. But it's those types of things that, you know, maybe we didn't draft as well as we thought we did. And having these old guys, listen, I love Zach Ertz. I loved him since he was an Eagle. I think he's an incredible football player. Mm-hmm. Great, great tight end. But these guys are by virtue of them being on the field, they're hindering the young guys' progression. These young guys aren't getting reps. You know, Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner. I love Bobby Wagner. He's a machine. But we're not letting the young guys develop. We're not letting the young guys see the field. And it's a complete lost year. And we still don't know what we have with some of our draft picks from last year and this year. I think that's probably all I have for you guys.
I appreciate your call. I totally disagree with you when it comes down to Jade. I don't think he's regressed as much as you think. I think getting injured, that stops a lot. I don't think he's nowhere close to RG3. It annoys the hell out of me when I keep hearing people say hindering the young guys. If the young guys was as good as you think they were, they'll be on the damn football field. Okay? We act as if just because you an older person, you can't outdo the young guy. And the young guy gotta get this time. Well, you earn time. Okay? You don't just get time just because you're young. And you're drafted, you got to come in and show that you can actually play. And some of the young guys, I've been hearing people talk about, oh, he deserves an opportunity. Why? What on earth makes you think that? You know, these coaches watch him every day too. And Adam has not hit every draft pick. He did not hit with Marshawn. That happens a lot. But you got to figure it out. But I know for one damn sure, if we put a vote out there last year, I would say 89% of the people or higher, wanted them to go for it this year. Nobody was caring about that stuff. We, when they went to the NFC Championship game, we thought we were already there. And they made that. They went with that. And hell, it doesn't seem like it was the right thing to do. But you can go back to rebuilding. You can go back to building this thing up again. And let's stop thinking every young guy deserves a chance. Some of them don't. And that's why they're not playing, because they don't go out there and do the things right. They don't do what they need to do to get on the football field. So just because you got drafted don't mean you're going to get on the field.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Richard Finley, 106.7 The Fan. JP is on his way. Got Jeff sitting in with me. It is a misery Monday. We lost the game. Then I got Jeff sitting with me. This is real misery. misery Monday. But we're taking your phone calls, and we're going to continue with these phone calls. And I'm going to go to Sterling and talk to Big G. What's up, G? How you doing, brother?
Hey, B-Mitch. How you doing this morning?
I'm good, man.
And my man, Jeff. Hey, look, I'm getting sick and tired of we got some of the dumbest fans in America. All it is like, it's called football, guys. It's called football. This year, we hurt. We're not making the plays that we made last year. And another thing that people need to realize, just think about something. Last year, when we beat Chicago, Chicago lost about 9 or 10 games straight.
Yep.
We lost to Chicago this year, and we not had won a game since. That's football, guys. Mm-hmm. That's football.
Yeah.
We got to accept it. And let's move on with we need to fire this person, or it's wrong for doing this, or it's wrong for doing that. We took a gamble that I was one of the ones saying, hey, let's get some more people and let's shoot our shot. We shot our shot, and we missed. So Let's start over again. Let's start over again. Let's do our thing. You know what I mean?
All right, man. Thank you, G. I'm going to tell you. Thank you for the call, man. I see what you're saying. Appreciate it.
Don't he sound like Big Zeke in Southeast?
He does a little bit, but like I tell you, you know when somebody's serious, man, with a brother with that deep voice don't get that high, he pissed. But the thing of it, he admitted he wanted them to shoot the shot, which a lot of damn players, a lot of fans wanted them to do. And now that they did it, all these fans act like they wasn't on that same little bandwagon. You were on that bandwagon too. And let's understand, they went for it. It did not work. But it's not too late to get back to what you said. You can draft this year well. You can get in the fringes that you pick them properly. But you still can get right back into this thing. Let's go to PA and check out Jaden. What's up, PA? What's up, Jaden? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, how's it going?
Very well.
Yeah, I think this is one of those things. If Dan Quinn's still here after this year, because that other fan brought up the Bears, football god, I don't even know what that means. What did they do? They fired everybody. When you lose 9 games, 10 games in a row, you get rid of people. That's what most teams do. But let's say Dan Quinn stays. Next year, everything's a question, right? Jaden Daniels' durability is a problem. It just is. I love the guy. It's a problem. And he hasn't played well when he's been healthy. He has regret. He has regressed. Look at any metric, any number. He's regressed, and he gets injured all the time. So that's now a problem going into next year. Him staying healthy. Dan Quinn is a problem. Adam Peters is a problem. Everything now is in question. Everything. So that's what this loss does. And then last week, Dan Quinn's like, we're not lost. I don't even know what the quote was. I didn't even watch the Hard Knocks. But whatever the quote was, when you lose 8 games in a row, like I grew up in Maryland. I live right outside of Philly. Do you think Philly fans would have been like, oh, we're not lost anymore? Dude, we lost 9 games. Who cares? Like, Philly, they take swings. Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate. They drafted him number 2 overall. What did they do? They moved off him. Jared Goff made a Super Bowl for the Rams. They moved off him. So my thing is the NFC Championship, that is now out of the picture. We've been terrible my whole life. So there needs to be major changes. And when you lose 10 games in a row, playing hard is a prerequisite. That's just what you do. So I don't really – I mean, shoot, the Raiders almost beat the Broncos. I mean, they're not cheering and happy. I mean, they're going to call for Pete Carroll's job. So I think going into next year, everything's a question. Our quarterback's a question. Our GM's a question. And our coach is a question, which is terrible to say, but that's just reality.
I got you, man. I think it sounds like everybody just want everything to just suddenly be back what it was. I thought we got away from a situation where it was constantly change about everything and moving on. Change. But seems to me that's what the fans want. You want to be like it was when Dan was here, right? No, you don't want that. And yes, things are going to come up into question. But I think you can look at a whole – the season isn't over yet, but we're going to dissect this thing in the offseason. Because I love when I hear people – like they blame certain people in one aspect and they blame another area in the other aspect. Now, we got a bunch of BS going on with this whole little mindset of a lot of our fans, and we're going to break it down when the season's over. I don't believe in talking about off-season stuff during the season. So I'll get to that in the off-season, and you know what? I'm going to piss some of y'all off, and I don't give a damn. So let's keep going with it. Take us a break. We'll be right back.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.